And so he says here, there are those who allow us to live immoral lives. He said the fate of such people was determined long ago. For they have turned against our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Where are those guys that teach those kind of things going to wind up? Ooh, in that hot place of hell. You know, when I read that book that Betty Baxter, I believe that was her name, that wrote that book about a divine revelation of hell, whenever this guy was down there and there was demons come running out and they're running swords through this casket and he's screaming and in pain. And she says, Lord, who is that guy? It was one of my pastors on earth. What? One of your pastors? Yeah, he didn't teach the truth. He taught a lie. Said many people come to know Jesus. Many people come to know me through him. But he was teaching a lie. He did teach about salvation, and many did come to accept me, but he wasn't teaching the truth. So he's going to be tormented excessively because he was a preacher. And he knew the truth, but he wouldn't preach the truth. Wow. There, a preacher is going to be laying in a casket with demons coming out regularly, jabbing those spears through the side to torment him forever and ever. And you know how long that is? That's too long. If somebody had to do... Oh, is that Mary Baxter? Mary Baxter, okay. What's this Betty Baxter? Who... Oh, that's right. I got those confused. Okay, Betty Baxter is our little girl, that lady that got miraculously healed. That's who that was, yeah. The fate of such people was determined long ago, for they have turned against our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now let's go on to the... We'll just stay at the NLT if you want to and go to verse 5 and 6. I must remind you, and you know it well, that even though the Lord rescued the whole nation of Israel from Egypt, He later destroyed every one of those who did not remain faithful. Wow. Is that scary? Now, wait a minute. We've heard this old thing, once saved, always saved. If I walk down that aisle, I will have to say, I do really believe once saved, always saved. If you're really saved, you're going to walk with God all your life, and then you're saved. Now, if you say you're saved and then you walk with Him 10 years and then you get out there and start living in that sin and you stop going to church and you start living an immoral life, either you never knew the King or if you did know Him, He still says you ain't going to heaven. So that's scary, isn't it? I'm going to say, once saved, you get saved, you make sure you walk with the King and read His Word every day, study, worship, and praise Him. And then I can assure you, once saved, always saved. But don't try to say, okay, I walk down the aisle now. Okay, God, I'm over here. I went to church for a year. So I'm okay now, Lord. Now I'm going out in the world with all my wild oats. I'm going to live with my girlfriends. I'm going to drink. I'm going to do drugs. I'm going to try everything, God, before I die. And He said, you better try it because you ain't going to live long. That's right, Buster. You're going to die early. He said in His Word that if you live like that, you will not live out your full life. That's what He said. Now, I don't know about you, but I really enjoy living. You know, I really do. You know, I enjoy serving the King. I enjoy serving the King, do these wonderful miracles and healings for people. I love it. I just want to get closer to Him so I can see Him do bigger things. That's my desire. I don't want to get away from God. I want to get closer to Him. I love it when I see God do things. I was telling some of the men back there a while ago about the magnificent thing that God did for me a few years ago with Dr. Gary Young, the man that had the broken, crushed back. And Eldon over here was the one that gave him one of our DVDs. And he knows him very personally. And so he listened to it. And, of course, he broke his back on Tuesday. And I don't know when Eldon had given him the DVDs before, I think. But anyway, he started listening to them. And on Sunday night that next week, he called me. Actually, he called Eldon, and Eldon called Cheryl, and I was talking. And then I told him before the night was over, I want him to call me because he wanted us to come to Salt Lake City, Utah, Monday and pray for him. And I told him we would, but I told him to call me on my personal cell phone before the night was over. Well, about 10 o'clock, he did call. And I talked to him, and I asked him if he was in pain. And he said, sir, I am in excruciating pain. I said, well, the God I serve loves you so much that when I pray the prayer of faith for you, He's going to heal you. and I prayed the prayer of faith, and the King of the universe, I'm on a cell phone right down here on the road, just a mile from right here, driving down the road. Cheryl's driving, I'm talking on the cell phone. Dr. Gary Young is in Salt Lake City, Utah, on a phone, and I'm on a cell phone, and I pray that prayer of faith that goes over the airway in the air, and God heard that prayer and instantly healed Dr. Gary Young's crushed back. And Dr. Gary Young is still, Eldon has seen him and Nancy many times since then, personally, and he's still totally, completely well, isn't he, Eldon? He's doing a great work for the kingdom of God right now, too, isn't he? Yes. Now, what kind of a God is it we serve? An awesome God. If you please Him, if you please Him and do what He says, what will He do for us? Anything. I mean, He loves us. But don't get into sin. I mean, if you get into sin, He'll get the switch, a hold of your backside. And I don't like that. And I remind you of the angels. He did not stay with the limits of authority God gave them, but He left the place where they belong, and God has kept them chained in prisons of darkness, waiting for the day of judgment. There's those angels. Okay, now verse 6 and 7, 7 and 8. And don't forget the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighboring towns, which were filled with sexual immorality and every kind of sexual perversion. Those cities were destroyed by fire and are a warning of the eternal fire that will punish all who are evil. Now, isn't it amazing that God sent a couple of angels to that city, and those angels looked just like men, didn't they? They were good angels. And what did the men in that city want to do when they saw two new men come into town? Oh, they wanted to have sex with them. Oh, man, they went over to grab them. In fact, Lot put them in his house and locked the door, and they tried to tear the door down. They got a battering ram to tear the door down. They wanted this stranger new flesh the Scriptures talks about. And so what did the two good angels do? Whoa! And struck them with blindness. Who's in control? God's in control. Hey, you don't have to be afraid if you're serving God. Those cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and not just Sodom and Gomorrah, but the entire perverted area. All of the little cities around Sodom and Gomorrah that were perverted, all of those cities were destroyed by fire, and they are a warning of the eternal fire that will punish all who are evil. Yet these false teachers who claim authority from their dreams live immoral lives, defying authority, and they scoff at the power of the glorious one. I mean, boy, if you're scoffing at Jesus, you got a problem. You got a rock in your head instead of brains. And if you're making fun of Jesus, I mean, it's a good thing He's loving and kind and merciful, isn't He? But I got a feeling this is going to run out. Let's see what 9 and 10 says. But even Michael, one of the mightiest of the angels, did not dare accuse Satan of blasphemy, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." This took place when Michael was arguing with Satan about Moses' body. See, Moses, when he died, Satan, I'm sure, wanted the body of Moses. And the archangel Michael says, "No, you're not going to get it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take care of this body." Now, Moses' body was 120 years old, and it was in perfect physical health. As far as we know, after God called Moses to serve Him, Moses walked totally, completely, perfectly pure and holy in God's sight and did everything He said until right at the end, God told Moses to speak to the rock so I can bring forth water to my people. And, of course, now, if you think that you could walk with these millions of obstinate and stiff-necked people for 40 years and you not lose your cool one time, you're a whole lot better man than me, I'll say that. Is that right, Ernest? We have trouble walking with our friends. Every once in a while, our business partners kind of get under our skin, don't they, Jack? It's easy to lose your cool. And here Moses has been dealing with a couple, 2 or 3 million people. But now then he's had it after 40 years. And he loses his cool and he strikes the rock and says, "All right, you stiff neck and obstinate bunch, bam, bring forth water." And that rock, who was that rock?
Jesus.
It was Jesus. And the Lord said, Moses, I don't like you hitting me. And because you hit me, you're sinning, and I'm not going to let you go into the promised land. So for his one sin, he had to pay a tremendous price. Is God a righteous and holy and just God? Yeah, he don't put up with no nonsense, does he? I mean, boy, when you learn this book, if you ain't got a fear of God, you ought to get one. He's an awesome God. Verse 11 and 12. How terrible it will be for them, for they follow the evil example of Cain, who killed his brother like Balaam. They will do anything for money. Now, there is some people out there that will do anything for money. I mean, if there's anything my son likes about my ministry, it is I don't do anything for money. I don't charge for my materials. I don't ever say on radio or television. Now, if y'all don't give money this week, I'm going off the air next week. You ain't never heard me say that. I do not look to mankind as my provider. I look to God. He is my provider. And so it says some people, though, like Balaam, they'll do anything for money. And like Korah, they will perish because of their rebellion. Others will rebel. You remember Korah? How he took his group and he got mad at Moses and said, if God only speak to you, I want to run the show. Moses said, okay, God has called me. He said, tomorrow let's meet right here. And all the people that want to follow Korah, y'all go over there on that side. And the ones that want to believe that God's called me for this nation, then we'll draw a line in the sand. And all of y'all that want to go with Korah, go right over there. And so he pulled a lot of people off to the side. And then Moses come over here and he said, okay, now then, if what he said is true, nothing's going to happen. But if God has called me to be the ruler of all Israel until he sees fit to put somebody else in, then the earth is going to open up and all Korah and all his people are going to fall into the flames of the center of the earth. And it opened up and all of them, including him, his wife, his children, and everybody went falling into the flames of fire. And they saw the smoke like a volcano opened up. And after they all disappeared, then the ground just closed right back over into smooth, dry, clean sand.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.